I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match. Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Government continually scratches its head, wondering how all of this is happening. Posturing itself in front of us saying, we just can't figure all this out. Why is it so hard to connect the dots? Can we go ahead and connect the dots? Can we do that today? Florida Governor Rick Scott signed into law a bill that tells Florida colleges they have to offer illegal immigrants in-state tuition. Now, you need to know about the state of Florida because I'm traveling and I'm hearing a lot of people say, Florida is the alternative to Texas. Yeah, right. Okay. So before you start saying things about the great red state of Florida, you need to learn a little bit more about Florida and their government because Florida is not a red state. It may look like a red state. After all, we have a Republican House, a Republican governor, a Republican Senate, a Republican Attorney General, a Republican, the Commissioner of Agriculture. All of those people do not behave like a party of the Constitution. Okay, they simply do not. Our Republican governor and our Republican House, our Republican Senate have been fighting to get Obamacare in this state. They have been kowtowing to teachers' unions, supporting Common Core. Why wouldn't we support Common Core in Florida's government? We're still Jeb Bush's state. Not only that, our Attorney General, Pam Bondi, who used to be a darling on Fox, and I'm guessing maybe they figured out that she's not a conservative, much less a real Republican, because I haven't seen her on Fox too much lately, has actually fought against the liberty of the people of Florida. She has forgotten that the purpose of the Attorney General is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the liberties of the people, and believes that her job as Attorney General is to be the chief law enforcement officer. She's so power drunk, she doesn't even know whether she's coming or going. And she has done her very best to make sure that our law enforcement officers have the same authority and the same ability to deny the liberties of the people as the NSA and the federal government. I mean, after all, she's fought against the Fourth Amendment, trying to get law enforcement the authority to search and seize your electronic equipment without a warrant. She's fought against the Second Amendment. Yes, this is Pam Bondi fighting against the Second Amendment, trying to establish a sort of standard for law enforcement, that if a law enforcement officer sees that you are carrying a gun, I mean a bulge, an accidentally seeing part of your gun, that officer, according to Pam Bondi, has the authority to assume that you are a criminal. Even though Florida is a conceal and carry state, Pam Bondi says the officer, upon seeing any portion of a firearm, should assume you are a criminal, have the right to assume you're a criminal, and you will be treated as a criminal until you can prove yourself innocent. Now, we are fortunate in the state of Florida, and I don't know how I can actually say this, absolutely crazy. We have a very, very liberal Supreme Court, and we're fortunate because it balances off the tyrannical power of Pam Bondi. Pam can't be the tyrant she wants to be because we have a liberal Supreme Court. Interesting how that works, isn't it? balance of power. But Governor Rick Scott has just signed into law a law that says schools, colleges, must offer in-state tuition to illegal immigrants. Now, this bill was overwhelmingly passed by our House and our Senate, our Republican House, our Republican Senate, driven by GOP leader Will Weatherford from Wesley Chapel, Florida. And now illegal aliens will be eligible for benefits traditionally reserved for citizens who possess legal residence in the state and are not available for those from other states who are actual citizens of the United States. So, in other words, Rick Scott and the Republicans of Florida have aligned themselves again with the progressive politics of the Obama administration. Why do we even need a Democrat party when the progressives can get the GOP to carry out their progressive agenda for the sake of political expediency? I mean, just to get your votes. You see, this bill and all other bills in the states that offer in-state tuition violate federal law. Section 505 of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigration Responsibility Act, Section 1623 of immigration law, are all violated. Now, Senate President Don Gates in Florida sent me an email telling me that he thought that I should be shot or hanged. See, he told me that because I believe that the states are supreme to the federal government and that unconstitutional laws created and enforced by the federal government should be declared null and void in the states. But now Mr. Don Gates and his Republican Senate and Mr. Weatherford and all of the GOP, even in the House, are nullifying federal law. But Mr. Gates, I thought nullifiers should be shot or hanged. Should we put Mr. Gates on suicide watch? Just asking. Oh yeah, it also violates the Florida Department of Education requirements for proof of residency. Class, can you spell lawlessness? Repeat after me. G-O-P. Now, this is an affliction that has infected the entire grand old party. And we wonder why we have thousands of illegal immigrants pouring over the border to the point that it's now called a crisis. We're having a crisis in America because of all of the thousands of young people pouring over the border. Why wouldn't these young people be pouring over the border? Why not? They're going to get free education, bought and paid for by the GOP. See, the GOP believes that they're going to get votes from these illegal immigrants. What percentage of the base of the GOP do you think they will lose after this stunt? Not to mention the number of other things that the GOP has concerned themselves with lately that simply destroy liberty. And the dog and pony shows that we call every day, that we call congressional hearings every day. But, oh, let me censor myself. Because I just remembered, in 2011, the Department of Homeland Security said that anybody who focuses and is opposed to immigration or, abortion is definitely a terrorist in this country. I'm sorry, I'm making you an associate to a terrorist because I don't believe that immigration reform is necessary. I think immigration enforcement is necessary. We have thousands of foreigners pouring over our borders. I'm sorry. In any other era of the world, foreigners pouring over a border would be called an invasion. And I'm just sort of wondering, since the progressives seem to be in control of the definition of words now, we now think invasion should be called immigration. You see, we're looking to the GOP to be our savior, to be the party of the Constitution as they professed in 2012. But this is not strong, principled leadership. This is pandering, plain and simple. No, wait a minute. This is lawlessness. This is just like the feds who choose not to enforce immigration law, but instead adjust the law to align with the lawlessness and encourage more lawlessness. This is just like the federal government saying we're going to let criminals go because they're illegal immigrants. But then we still have to engage on the war on drugs, right? And we have to arrest people and throw them in prison for 10, 20 years for having pot plants in their house. See, it's okay because I guess pot smokers don't vote as much as illegal immigrants, perhaps, right? You can go to prison if you have a prescription of drugs that belong to your mother and not to you in your purse. But we'll let illegal immigrants go away. Your child can be suspended from school because he accidentally brings a Nerf gun in his backpack. But we'll just let the illegal immigrants who have actually committed crimes go openly walk through the streets. Well, you know what? I just don't understand why we're so shocked. States pandering to illegal immigration. The federal government now trying to come up. Let me put this way. The GOP now trying to push pathways to amnesty. The Enlist Act. Another violation of federal law. U.S. Code 1324 states that it's a crime to either knowingly or recklessly conceal, harbor, or shield from detection, or attempt to conceal, harbor, or shield from detection, transport, move, or attempt to transport, or even to encourage or induce an illegal alien to come. You have thousands crossing the border because they're encouraging and inducing this behavior.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist. Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So the GOP, who's supposed to be the constitutional savior? We're supposed to bank all our money into these people. All of our votes. Just vote for a Republican. You can't vote for anybody Republican but a Republican. If you vote for anybody but a Republican, you're voting for the other guy. You have to make sure that you're voting for the party of the GOP because they're the ones that are going to save the world. As a matter of fact, we have to work very, very hard to make sure that we not only have a Republican House in the federal government, but a Republican Senate in the federal government. And then, if we're really, really good people, we'll make sure that we have a Republican president as well. Well, guess what? We have that model for government in Florida. We have a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican governor. And they're pushing the progressive agenda, too. See, I'm not for a Republican Senate. I really am not. Because I think maybe we need a balance in government. I don't want this GOP to have unlimited, unfettered, and unchallenged power. I don't want this GOP. The GOP that attacks Ted Cruz and Justin Amash. I don't want this GOP to have unfettered power because this GOP believes that budgets mean nothing, This GOP believes that if we can gladly pay you Tuesday for our indulgences today. See, this GOP believes that a budget means we can promise to stop spending over 10 years as long as we spend what we need to spend today. This GOP thinks that you and I are fools, that we're complete idiots, that we don't understand that future Congresses are not bound by any budget made by the current Congress, and that we can be sold a bill of goods and drink the Kool-Aid because we understand that you can't criticize the GOP. You know, I love Ronald Reagan. I just wish that he'd never said that. But you see, Ronald Reagan, maybe perhaps, was thinking he was dealing with a different GOP. The problem is, our current GOP is more concerned with re-election and political power than they are with the liberties of the people. Even though in 2012 they professed themselves to be the committee, the party of the Constitution, that was just another pandering. That was just an understanding that the Tea Party groups and those who support the Constitution beat the smack out of them in 2010. And so, oops, we have to see this political trend. We have to jump on this bandwagon. We got to make these people who are getting more and more powerful every day believe that we are who we are, who they want us to be, and not who we really are. So that way, these people who still have not yet gotten into the habit of actually vetting people and holding them accountable for their decisions will vote GOP regardless of who they are. Because, you see, we still have to keep them drinking the lesser of two evils, Kool-Aid. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, the GOP is trying to destroy real conservative candidates, pushing forward amnesty, doing absolutely nothing about Obamacare. As a matter of fact, doing something worse, saying we won't withdraw. I mean, they're backing away from going against Obamacare in their re-election campaigns because, you know, they have some poll that says that people in America like Obamacare, so we can't campaign in our re-election against Obamacare. See, I want you to see who the GOP is actually pandering for. Whose votes do they actually want? And that tells us a little bit about ourselves. We have to have a pathway to illegal immigration, says the GOP. We can't oppose Obamacare because the people in America like Obamacare. No, GOP, your people do not like Obamacare, and they do not like pathways to amnesty. We know that. We have made that perfectly clear, but they don't want our votes. They want the progressive votes. They want the Democrat votes, because they know, and I'm really sorry to say this, that those who vote GOP will vote GOP regardless of what they say. They can turn against everything that we believe in, and we will still vote for an R because we've become so brainwashed we couldn't possibly do anything else, and they're counting on it.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist. Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So last week, photos came into the public eye from Texas and Arizona Border Patrol units processing centers who are becoming completely overwhelmed by thousands of unaccompanied children from Central America coming illegally into the United States. Really? And we're surprised. Why should we be surprised? Our government is encouraging illegal immigration. Our conservative Republican House is encouraging illegal immigration. Why wouldn't you come over the border as an illegal immigrant when you have Boehner promising that there will be amnesty this year? When you have Eric Cantor promising there will be amnesty this year? When you have hierarchy within the GOP on promising on the federal level there will be federal amnesty this year, and you have the states denying federal law already, granting benefits and education to illegal immigrants, why wouldn't you see thousands of young people invading our country illegally? You see, what did we do in response to the visual indication? These Border Patrol agents showing videos of all of this activity. What did we do in response? What did our government do in response? They're threatening to fire the Border Patrol agents who are showing America the negligence of their government. They're sending around memos saying, due to the recent unauthorized use of personally owned electronic devices at the Nogales Processing Center, the use of such devices will be restricted to locations outside of detention areas. Did you catch that? The government is making it illegal to be filmed. What do they have to hide? What don't they want you to know? You see, this is a fundamental principle of our First Amendment. This is why the First Amendment is first. We don't have the First Amendment so that we can criticize our neighbors. We don't have the First Amendment because popular speech and good videos need to be protected. We have the First Amendment so that we can openly and freely criticize the government, so that we can openly and freely report the misactions of our government. But the government doesn't want you to see that. So they're going to make it illegal to do that. Well, Chrisanne, those are government employees. They are bound by their employee rules. They don't have First Amendment rights. Well, that may be so. And one could make that argument. But at some point in time, we've got to stop condemning these whistleblowers and start protecting them. If the government can bully people into submission, regardless of who they are, then they're really no worse than Stalin, are they? I mean, you threaten someone with death over exposing the corruption, or you actually murder them. Fundamentally, what's the difference? One way you stop their whistleblowing permanently, I mean for the rest of their lives because they no longer have one, or you stop it permanently because you threaten them into submission. This current government is tyrannical, oppressive, and out of control. And this government, I just want you to see and connect the dots here, is actually being supported by the GOP. What are they doing to defend these whistleblowers? How many of them have called Snowden a traitor? A whistleblower who showed us what the government was up to. Here we are a year later. A year after Snowden. And what has changed? A whole lot has changed in the minds of the people. A year later from Snowden, this whistleblower that the communities want to outcast and the government wants to charge with treason. A year after Snowden, we now know just a portion of how tyrannical our government can be. We know just a portion of how little regard our Constitution is given by our conservative Republicans. A year after Snowden, we have learned that spying on Americans denial of due process and the destruction of the Fourth Amendment is not an Obama problem. It's a government problem. This is not a problem that we have with Barack Obama. This is a problem that we have with government. Because we're learning that the GOP supports this spying. Absolutely supports it because they won't defund it and they won't stop it. They've had lots of opportunity to do that. Thanks to Justin Amash, who is actually a champion for the Constitution in this country. And it saddens my heart as I travel and I know people, I hear people say, who's Justin Amash? I don't know who Justin Amash is. You need to know who Justin Amash is and you need to be sending him money so that he will be reelected. No, this is not an endorsement of Justin Amash. This is the support of a congressman who is being attacked by the GOP, the very party that he supposedly represents. The very party who says they're the party of the Constitution and Justin Amash has taken a stand for the Constitution. And has been very open and transparent about that, and the GOP hates that. A year after Snowden, and we have an idea just how tyrannical our government is. And just how tyrannical our conservative Republican House and the GOP are. They have no intentions of protecting your Constitution. They have no intentions of being the party of the Constitution and supporting these issues. They'd rather push forward amnesty. They'd rather push forward illegal immigrants. They'd rather push forward Common Core. They'd rather push forward gun control and pander to the progressives in a hopes to get a transfer of votes from people who wouldn't vote for them anyway because they believe their base will never deny them. And now it's going to be even harder for whistleblowers to actually do something. But we the people had better start protecting them. We the people had better start up making ourselves a shield to these whistleblowers. Because if the government can bully us like this and prevent people from calling out the government for what it is, then our government is no better than Stalin, Hitler, or Mussolini. And when we have a federal government that acts like Stalin, Hitler, and Mussolini, then you'd better be willing to accept the consequences for our lack of support for these whistleblowers. You better be just willing to sit back and accept the tyranny that's coming your way, because the GOP is not your friend. You may have friends within the GOP, but the GOP is not your friend. And we have the GOP supporting lawlessness and aiding and abetting criminals. Criminals that exist within our own government. Senators, a bipartisan group of senators, I can hardly even say this, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators are asking, oh my goodness, Eric Holder to investigate the actions of the VA. I know it's hard to believe, but once again, a bipartisan group of people are going to ask a criminal to investigate the criminal activity of his government. The government is going to investigate itself, and this bipartisan group want the Department of Justice to take the lead in the ongoing investigation. The government investigating itself. When are we going to learn? Really, do we care? I just want to ask you, do you care? Do you care that the government has investigated itself in Fast and Furious, has investigated itself in Benghazi, has investigated itself with the IRS, has investigated itself with HHS, investigated itself with the EPA's lies over diesel fuel emissions and the regulations that they've perpetrated on us unlawfully, investigating itself for violations of other federal laws? And I mean, do we care? I mean, are we just resigned to our hockey practice, our 9-to-5 job, our duck dynasty, our dancing with the stars, or whatever the trend is today? What is that, House of Thrones or something like that? I mean, what is the popular intoxicant distraction of the day? While the government scrambles around to investigate itself, and we're surprised when the government says, oh, nothing to see here, moving right along to the next scandal. Oh, we have to release terrorists without Congress knowing, perpetrate crimes on the people, aid and abet the enemy, providing them with personnel and resources, and the GOP does nothing, and the people watch TV. If we can't stand while we have the opportunity, pretty soon we won't have the opportunity nor the ability.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist. Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Well, we should all be really excited because the Department of Justice is now involved with the VA investigation, and we're really going to get to the bottom of this. The Department of Justice and Eric Holder are going to audit the VA, and we're going to get to the bottom of all this real problem. See, this is just the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results. We are absolutely, fundamentally, textbook crazy in this country. Total loss of our brains. Completely gone. When did that happen? Some of my older patriots, please tell me, can you indicate to me, do you know when that turning point was? When we lost our stinking minds? What was it? Perhaps it was 9/11. Maybe we have Stockholm Syndrome. We're in love with our captors. I don't know. But now we're trusting the government to investigate itself on a regular basis, and we're okay with that. So I'm just going to remind you of this prediction that I have. Because freedom of information requests have determined and have proven that Obama knew about this VA problem before he took office. There was a report put into his hands before he was even sworn into office. He knew about this and did nothing. But he wouldn't want to do anything because it serves his purpose. Among Eric Holder's promise to brainwash us about guns and Obama's promise to make our utility costs rise beyond comprehension to meet his cap and trade goals and his environmental whack job principles. Obama has promised that we will have a single payer healthcare system. That's the whole purpose of Obamacare, was to create a system that would fail. So we would ask the government, because we're such a habit of the government asking the government to fix itself, that we will ask the government to fix Obamacare, and the government will say, okay, we'll fix it, but the really only fix is, since the infrastructure is already established, is to go to the single-payer program, because the problem here is the variance of the insurance companies. See, you have insurance companies acting individually and separately, and it's creating mayhem, and it's messing up our system. But you see, and signing up for the system is just too hard. We can't get the computers to work the way we need to. So what we really need to do, since the infrastructure is already there, we need to simply slip over to a single-payer system so that everybody is automatically involved in the system, and we automatically deduct it from your pay. Automatically. You don't even have to know. I mean, it's going to be like it's never there. So you won't miss that money. That's what they told us in income tax that was supposed to be temporary. We'll take it out of your pay gradually, and you won't even miss it. And we'll have this single-payer system that will work. Well, the VA is also a problem, because in a single-payer system, you can't have two single-payer systems. So we have to create a scandal within the VA. Well, we have a scandal within the VA. Well, it's not, the timing is not right, because timing is everything. And now, the timing is right. So we have the infrastructure set up, and the VA system is clearly not operating the way it should. We can't possibly have our veterans be treated this way. Obama said this, I will not rest until we have our veterans with appropriate medical care. How can we do that? Well, we have the system set up. If we switch over to a single-payer system, then our veterans will get the same health care as everyone else, because they'll be on the same system. See, we can eliminate the entire VA medical system and ensure that these veterans get the same care as everyone else. Mark my words, this is coming. Because this has been the most transparent presidency we have ever seen. I don't care what they tried to make you think about hiding stuff from Congress. They're not hiding anything from Congress. They were up front. The promise of the president was, if Congress won't pass laws, I will. If they won't legislate, I'll regulate. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's hid nothing. He has shown everything. And we have gone along with this. And the GOP is leading the way. Time to wake up and defend your liberty. God bless. See you tomorrow.